This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Most of us are aware that various LGBTQ organizations are working to change culture, but the influence may be even more profound than you might think. Dennis Prager provides five examples of what these organizations are doing to society. First, these organizations are dismantling women's sports. He begins by talking about the Pacific Games, where a man who identified as a woman took two gold medals and a silver medal in three weightlifting categories. Then he mentions the two boys who compete as girls in Connecticut who came in first and second place in the 100 and 200 meter dashes. Second, these organizations are also dismantling male and female, even at birth. In a number of states, parents can choose gender X for their newborns. That way, the child does not have to relate to the gender that was assigned to them at birth. Third, the LGBTQ organizations are dismantling children's innocence and parental authority. States like California have been overhauling their sex education curricula so that teachers can talk with them about gender identity, even in kindergarten. Fourth, these organizations are also dismantling educational norms. He points to Illinois, where the governor signed a bill that promotes the contributions of LGBTQ people in public schools. Teaching history is no longer about explaining what happened in the past, but will focus on having a positive effect on students' self-image. Fifth, they are also dismantling reality. He quotes sports editors, feminists, and even a member of Congress who deny that boys who identify as trans women have any competitive advantage in sports. These are just a few ways in which the LGBTQ organizations are dismantling society and social norms. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers, Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire, rated PG, now playing in theaters. OvercomerMovie.com.